What is going on, such beautiful people? Man, oh man, it's been 3 months. Yeah, it's been 3 months. Let me just start by saying, Anchor has now changed their logo, their premise, their look. Right, they have changed, they've remodified, this beautiful, beautiful app called Anchor. Anyway, and basically my job, right? Now, guys, this is like, there's a washing machine in the background, so don't even listen to that. Listen to moi pal. Yeah, anyway. What am I about to say? I've been gone for 3 months, and I've looked, when I found out that Anchor was changing their look, I was going to say, oh, new look me then. And so, guys, it's no longer welcome to the Urban 19 show. Man, it's your host, James. There will be none of that anymore because I re-ramped the show. Welcome to the Daily Download, everybody. I'm your host, JD. Yeah, aka Giacomo. Anyway, yeah. So, like, yeah, I like people. I haven't given myself a nickname. I've just given myself like a globe name, like a star name, you know, what they call a stage name, right? Giacomo. Okay, it's not Giacomo. It's not Giacomo. It's Gia. Comb. Oh, three syllables. Right. Giacomo. It's Italian for James. Okay. I've given myself the Italian version of my real name, James. And I meant it in Italian because, duh, you know me. But like, basically, like, it would still say James Dylan because, like, you know, that's what I am. That's what I'm called. I'm JD, you know. So you know, I used to say just my first name, James, right? Now, Dylan is actually my last name. My last name I'll keep secret. But Dylan is my middle name, right? I was the reason why I have the middle name Dylan is because my mom loved Bob Dylan, and she really wanted me to be called Bob Dylan or Robert Dylan, and then whatever my last name is, obviously. So Dylan has my middle name, but then, no, like, in my family, we have a lot of Richards and a lot of Jameses. Those are, like, the main two names. So, yeah, it's just me, you know, I'm James. So, James Dylan. But, yeah, but, now I will say, Giacomo, you know, I will say Giacomo instead of JD or James Dylan or James, you know, because I think it'll, you know, add a little bit of coolness and a bit of like, coolness, and give like, you know, attention, you know what I mean? I know in the glam scheme of things, you know, I'm only talking to myself, really. I make these because I hope people will listen to them. Usually I get like 10, 30 views, but I don't think everyone listens to them, you know. And sometimes I get the occasional 1,000, the occasional 2,000, occasional 3,000, you know. But that's really popping up, you know. That only comes because I might name the episode of a famous song that's happened recently, or, you know, a hit song, a popular song. Or I might talk about something really good, because a few months ago I put 6ix9ine, and at that point I thought, oh, I'm gonna put 6ix9ine because get some views, you know. But you know, in the glam scheme of things, in the media, I'm only talking to myself. So, to you people out there who actually do listen to me, and do, you know, talk about, you know, do listen, whatever you're doing, you're making breakfast, you're working out, you're walking, whatever, I don't know, whatever, you know, hopefully not some naughty, not some of that, not when you're doing that stuff, but like, I don't know, whatever you're doing, guys, and you're take your time to listen to me whatever, when you're doing a chore or whatever. Basically, whatever you're doing, and if you're doing anything and also listening to me, thank you. I just want to say thank you. Sorry if you guys have been like, oh man, where the hell is this guy? You know, but seriously, thank you. But let's get on to the episode, shall we? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Daily Download. I am your host, Giacomo, and let's get started. Okay, guys, it's 2 days later. Anyway, what we're going to be doing today, guys, I want to talk about five artists that are underrated, right? I just want to talk about five underrated artists in the hip-hop industry, in modern music industry, like hip-hop, R&B, funk, clout type music, all that type of stuff, okay? You know, not throwing around labels, but, modern music. Okay, these five artists, let's go. Okay, guys, at number five, we got Sheck West. Everyone knows who Sheck West is. He's a guy who blew up and he fell all the way back down. But recently, I'll say recently, about a year ago, or a year and 2 months ago, whatever, he was featured on the Jax Boys, which is a nickname of the crew of the label Cactus Jack, a label that Travis Scott owns. And I just think everyone should listen to him and pay attention to him, not just hype over one song. I think he'll go probably somewhere, Okay, number four, we got Nav. Now people will just hate me because people think, oh, Nav's dead. But I personally think he is good, but I think one thing he slacks on is because most people who have no interest in all that stuff, when they randomly rap, like, do people just randomly rap in the showers? I know I do, but they might use the exact same word every time, or like to describe things. He used the word racks a lot, and stop using that word, please. But good beats, I think if he made more meaning off the songs, it'd be better. Number three will be Mick Jenkins. Mick Jenkins is amazing. He's a Chicago rapper. He was a Alabama born, but he grew up in Chicago and he prefers staying in Chicago. And he's proud of that. His real name is actually Jason, which I recently found out. I was like shocked, man. Damn. But like, yeah, he definitely doesn't get the right. He's definitely very underrated because he's such a good rapper. He's a bit of a jazz rapper. He has a lot of tempo and beats and relaxing music. I think if he just had one song, if he just hit one song, he would be done for the rest of his career, because everyone would just be listening to the rest of his songs and be good. Okay. At number two, we have Denzel Curry. Denzel Curry is cool. Recently his album Zoo, that I think came out 2 years ago. Am I right? 2 years ago? Damn, I can't believe 2 years. Zoo. I personally didn't really like that album. I thought there was a lot of improvement that could have been done. I thought it was, you see, guys, in the hip hop industry, there's many genres, there's many subgenres. You got mostly, there's like jazz rap, clout rap. That's kind of like soft rap, both of them. You also have ones like gangster. Drill is actually a genre. There's also genres within genres of it. So like a subgenre of gangster rap would be a drill in that situation. But drill has nowadays formed outward, and it's mixed with, and Mossy Drill was founded and actually Chicago, Chief Keef, you know, obviously was the one that, you know, decided to put, you know, a hard one and some deep lyrics into stuff, you know, and threats and that, you know. So that's a bit of a mix. But it really blew up best in the UK. The UK is definitely good at drill. I'm not a big fan of drill. I used to be, but no, I'm not anymore really. But, you know. But what I was going to say is that Denzel Curry, like I said, there are genres in hip hop, you know, official genres. But there are some genres that we sort of think of where that, you know, that has a place. Like, people know New York rap and LA rap or West Coast rap, East Coast rap. We know them. We know the differences between them, right? Obviously, not all of them are in the exact same genre. A few of them could be in different genres. But it's what they talk about in the mainstream and what beats are they using. That's what forms the difference between, you know. That's what forms these kind of mini genres or pop or like geographic genres, if you may. And Denzel Curry is definitely a Miami rapper. And what I mean by Miami rapper is that it's very hype, it's very, you know, meaningful, it's very, you know, it's really high. It's more like, it's like club type music, you know, like really, really, like really performic, it's a whole mixture of things, really. I'm a big fan of, some people call it Miami rap, some people just call it Florida rap, because Florida's, you know, big. Well, it's not big, but you know what I'm saying. I don't know. Is Florida big? I think Florida's like a medium-sized state, so, right? I have a lot of family in Florida. I like Florida, personally. People think, oh, that's weird. It has, like, swamps. It stinks. It's so hot. And you got retirees. I'm just like, I don't care. Let me live my life. You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, have you ever seen, like, Daytona Beach or, like, Fort Lauderdale, you know? Not Fort Lauderdale, but, you know what I mean? Like, Orlando, Miami. I actually do have, I have cousins in my, not to get too far into me, but I do have family in Miami and Tampa. Most of them, I'm more attached to the ones in Miami because they're actually first cousins. And the other ones are like great and like grand aunts and second cousins and blah, blah, blah in Tampa. But yeah, I'd actually love to go to college in Orlando and, you know, and most people just like, that's a very, you know, that's like a dream. So that's like a dream some people have, you know. That's like a not feeling dream, but really, you know, I have potential. You know, I think Valencia College is a nice place. I'd love to work at the Hard Rock there. You know what I mean? This is yeah. But anyway, going back to the topic, yeah. Denzel Curry is definitely one of those rappers that has a bit of a geographic scene in Miami, and he's from a city outside Miami. I forgot what the city's called, but, you know, Miami, you know, it's Miami. People never talk about Miami. People always talk about New York, LA. They might talk about, you know, Philadelphia, Chicago, San Francisco, you know, sometimes Seattle, sometimes. But no one really talks about the other ones. There's two main, you know, things when people talk about Miami. There's two, like, things people think about when they're on about Miami. It's either, oh, beach, party, beach all the time, you know, very relaxed, very vibey, not really educated, very dumb people there. But no. But there's also people, who, you know, think it's a party town and, you know, spring break and all that. You know, Miami is set for that, but, you know, people don't understand that Miami is also, you know, really good in fashion, and it's just a nice place, you know, to live. Like, I think the crime, like, my America's crime rate, or in different cities, like, people might, you know, it depends where you are, you know, it's very different, you know. I will say there is a lot of crime and danger in Miami, but, like, I can't give you any advice, you know, avoid it, I don't know. But, yeah, don't portray Miami into these mega things. Or even any other city in America. Not even just America, you know. Canada, you know. Any place. you know. I wish there was more English speakers in a lot of other countries that, you know, rapped. Or not rapped, but, like, you know, showed other interest. Because the Western world, the Western world culture, because, you know, we all share kind of one. That needs to change. I think there should be more countries. It should be everyone, you know. It should be all the globe, you know. It is good to keep traditions, but there's also a good thing to, you know, expand globally. Have a unity type mindset. It's good to have that. But anyway, I spoke 4 minutes on one guy. Anyway, number five, right? Or not number five, number one. Number one? Am I right? Yeah, number one. This is my pick. The most underrated artist has to be Tyler, the Creator. Now, I know that he got a Grammy, but it took him ages to get one. Like, look at his age now. I actually really like Tyler, the Creator. The other day, guys, oh my God. Guys, what was your favorite show growing up? My favorite show growing up was definitely like Ben 10. It was between Ben 10, Regular Show. Yeah, those two actually, yeah. Ben 10, Regular Show, and Teen Titans. Ben 10 was probably the one that, you know, I was fanboying the most. Regular Show I always watched. I've always loved Regular Show. And Teen Titans was a nice one to just sit by and, like, yeah. Yeah. I was actually watching Regular Show. I was actually watching Regular Show a lot during the, I think it was the second lockdown. And was the second lockdown? I don't know. So when we were off, anyway. And yeah, I really got back into, I got back into Regular Show. I just love Regular Show. It's so funny. But then the other day I was looking at this Genius video. And I was just like, oh yeah, this came out like 2 years ago. You know, Genius. And I was just thinking, oh, all right. Cartoons or rappers in cartoons. And I saw that Tyler, the Creator, was actually in Regular Show. And oh my God, I remember the exact episode, guys. I remember I was like 5 years old. I sat down on my navy blue sofa, right? On my couch, whatever, and I was watching on the TV, you know. My mom was making eggs or something, and my brother was probably like, I don't know, getting dressed, and my sister was having the shower, whatever. It was a simple day in the life. It was a dream Saturday morning. It was a simple day, and a simple day of the weekend, and I sat down, like I said, on the sofa. On the couch, whatever. And on the Navy couch. And I watched the episode. I remember watching it. And I was just like, these rappers, you know, they're rapping in the cartoon. And it's funny seeing, like, you know, the characters rap. Or, like, make up garbage. And then when I found out a few days ago, I was like, oh my God. I didn't know that was Tyler. Obviously, I didn't know who Tyler, the Creator, was at the time. I was five. But I do remember watching that. I was just like, man. And a few days ago, I was like, that makes total sense. Because Tyler, the Creator, he was born in LA. But he grew up in Sacramento. You know, and I like Sacramento. I prefer Northern California than Southern. Definitely. I would love to go to Sacramento. But, like... And that, and it does make sense because what was it? I think his name was JQ, yeah, JQ, the creator of a Regular Show. He's from mid California. He's from Northern California, whatever you want to call it, and he based the place off. He based the show off where, you know, he lived, and I was just like, wow, you know, and that makes total sense. I like that, and that was before he even got famous. This was like 2011. You know, 2010, 2011, 2012, where he was voice acting in the show, and I was just like, I was very shocked, you know. And I thought about this, and I was like, he is so underrated. I love Tyler, the Creator. He's just so good, and you know, that's all I have to say. But guys, thank you guys for watching, and I will see you in a jiffy loop. See you, suckers.